First of all, man, Travis Scott is a terrible
person. It
was
like a gif or something, like it was just playing back and forth, like just kept going, like you can't even, like.
No, I was trying to get into it. Hell
no. The Louisiana teacher that admitted to feeding her students cupcakes that contain her husband's sperm.
And where's the Dave Chappelle?
Mixed reaction, because I thought it was funny. I was like, wait, is Pat Bear really crying right now? No, Cat really kissing his girl?
Does it make you, like, harder to listen to his music? Is it like you view it differently? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't use the word hard, y'all.
Holy shit, bro.
Wait a minute!
Yo, what's going on, world? It's your homeboy Cuff with the Brain Surfing Podcast. Now, today, you know what I'm saying? I see a lot of stuff on social media, women talking down on men when it come to, you know, I see, like, memes that say something like, dude be wanting a girl with a fat ass but having 3 inches of dick, or niggas talk crazy how they want to put it down, and then y'all get to the bedroom and he nervous, or he done in 3 minutes, or he done came 20 seconds in the head. Y'all hear that story later on in the episode. But right now, with a guest, if you want to give your name, your age, a little where you're from, and a little more information if you want to.
Okay. My name is Honey, and I am 40, and I'm from the app.
Yeah, please, let's go.
Yes, sir. And I've been in, I'd say, several long-term relationships, but I've also had that basically fuck a nigga trying to get over another nigga sex. So
right.
I feel like I have some really good inputs.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, one of the issues I have with podcasting, I have guests before, because I obviously, I don't know you. For the people listening, I don't know her. She don't know me. This is our first time ever having any kind of conversation, right? Now, right. The thing I'm always worried about when it's new guests is, especially with women, I'll be honest with you, it's like, is this person going to be honest? And like, my first impression of you already off of what you just said, laying it out there, like, look, I've lived life. You know what I'm saying? It shows me that I'm going to actually value this conversation. So
look,
I appreciate you already.
Do nothing but keep it real. There's no point in lying. We're all human. It is what it is. I mean, what's the point of doing this if we're not going to keep it 100, right?
I'm telling you. And look, she's also going to have a podcast she's putting together soon.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm going to keep y'all updated on that when I get more information. Okay, so now, obviously, there's a lot of things that go into good sex. And we're going to get into that as the conversation gets on, right? But I want to start off by asking you, like, on average, like when you're having these sexual experiences with men, whether it's a fling or it's a after the bar, a little quick low, whatever, or it's a dude you've been talking to on social media for a while and y'all linked up, or a guy you end up dating and how that sex was, just like on average, good, bad, decent, how long would you say men actually last in bed? And I mean, like, just when it comes to actual penetration. You know what I mean? The foreplay, I wouldn't say don't put that towards the time. Not yet.
Okay, we're not going to put that towards the time. Straight penetration, real shit. I've had a man last as long as 3 minutes. And I've had a man go as long as hours, literally.
Right.
But he was off X. I think that if you're like on some extra shit that got you going, it's probably you're never gonna come, so
yeah.
It's like I don't know if I should count that.
Yeah,
but
you shouldn't.
So okay, no, nothing included, 3 minutes, and then on average I'd say about 20 minutes.
Okay,
that's about as good as it gets.
Okay, that's not okay. So you look up the average times that how long men last. If you say 20 minutes on average, then you're having better sex than the average person. Let's just say that. And not saying that the time limit or how long it is
Seriously?
Makes it better. Yeah, because people's times are way lower than that. When this episode drops, it's going to be funny as hell. I wish more people weren't scared to actually talk on the podcast, because a lot of people type their responses in. But you know, I can't really use that on the podcast.
Facts.
But just doing the numbers after, like, talking to a lot of people from down south, West Coast, East Coast, Midwest. You know, it's funny as hell. A lot of people in the Midwest were just talking a little bad on the men as far as, like, niggas, this was coming quick.
I don't know what kind of men. No, I mean, I have, like I told you, 3 minutes. I mean, I've had, you know, and then I've had a few that, you know, in the 5-10 minute range. But the men I be fucking with can at least last 20 minutes before nothing.
Yeah, so you picking them right. So let me ask.
They must have some experience under their belt.
Yeah, yeah. It's something. So let me ask. How common is it, like, okay, because this is another thing, you know, when you're dating somebody, they learn your body. I would hope they learn your body. Like, I kind of just assume that, because when you're with a person for months and months and years and shit, you should learn their body, you know what I mean? But with those long-term relationships and then maybe shorter ones as well, little quickies and shit like that, how often would you say women actually come off of penetration? Not getting oral none, but just penetration. And this isn't really just your personal experience. I'm pretty sure, you know, you talk to your friends and shit like that.
Right. Now, are you talking about, now you said long-term relationship. Now, you know that's going to be different than if you're just fucking.
Yeah.
Okay. So, which answer do you want? Because it's two different answers.
Okay. I respect that. I actually like that. Okay.
I mean, because let's be real. If you are fucking with somebody and you're drunk, you're on some drunk shit, you're just trying to get your rocks off, you know what I'm saying? That's, you know, good sex, in my opinion, is basically when just nothing goes wrong. There's no mishaps. Somebody ain't calling somebody else's name.
Right.
Body parts are efficient and smell efficient. And both people get their rocks off. You know what I'm saying? That ends up being good sex. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But there's not a lot of men that, in my experience, and that's why I'm not as sexually active, is because it's like, what's the point? If a man doesn't care about the woman getting her rocks off, or like, basically, they want to do it in the position they like, they want to do what they like, but it's not really about the woman. So if you're just having sex, then it's not going to be about you. And 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be that good.
On average, would you say most men are a little bit, or a lot of bit, just sexually selfish?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's is it different depending on if you're dating? Because I mean, I would, once again, yeah, as a man, because I was gonna say, I'm assuming if a man you're with him for a long term, that they would care more if you're pleased, right?
Absolutely. I mean, if they really like you, they're into you, they've been trying to get with you for a minute, they've been chasing you for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? It seems like they really want to please you. They have something to prove. But if a nigga's just trying to fuck, he does not give a fuck about nothing.
I gotta tell you, I'm gonna tell you the funniest shit, right? Okay, so when I was younger, my dad had told me two things when it comes to sex. All he said was, he said, son, never eat pussy. Now, as I got older, I let that shit go, whatever, right?
You gotta let that shit go.
Yeah, it was like, you know what I mean? When he first told me, it sounded great. I was young as hell. I'm like, oh, yeah, oh, no, I got
you. Now, wait a minute. Can I ask you why? Did he ever tell you why you don't eat pussy?
I feel like he might have gave me a little bit of details. I'm not sure. I can't really remember.
Okay.
But my dad kind of always felt like he was on some pimp shit. He just, you know what I mean? So it might have been some shit like that. That's what I'm assuming. And then another thing he said was, son, whatever you do, make sure you do not come before that woman does.
Facts.
Now, check me out.
Facts.
First of all, I don't even drink. I've been drunk and everything like that. So when I hear you say things like, you know, if you just drunk, take your rocks off, I kind of, I guess, I halfway understand it, because me in particular, me personally, I'd rather be sober. I smoke weed, whatever, but any other drugs, any other liquor, I'm cool, because just the way I view sex, like, nobody's gonna be able to be like, oh yeah, me and Pierre, yeah, we fucked around. It was all right. Like, I don't know what it is, but I don't want that on my name. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm cool. Like,
wait, so what are you trying to say? Like, when you're drunk, you don't perform as well as when you're sober? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, when I'm drunk, it takes, what I hate about drunk sex for me, it takes forever to come. I'm not a nigga that come quick. I'm not a nigga that come quick, period. So if I get drunk, Like, that shit gonna take too long, like way too long. It's like, okay, a little irritating.
I think that's where, and maybe that's where my 20-minute men are coming in.
With the dude that drink.
Maybe that's where they're coming in at.
And check me out. But see, my thing is like the whole, and see, and it's so funny, right? And that's why I say this, right? Okay, look, and the women I've had sex, but they gonna hear this shit, so they gonna laugh and be like, okay, he think he whatever, cool. But look. Anybody I've had sex with, like, it's never been a 1, 2, 3 times type thing. It's like an ongoing type. Because I'm not the type of person that's, like, selfish. And I'm not trying to just get my rocks off real quick. Like, so I don't fully understand how men do that. And just, it's just women out here who be like, oh, yeah, he a little 1 minute, 2 minute, little. I'm cool. I don't want anybody saying that about me. I'm all right. I'm cool.
But the thing is, it's like, can you really help it? I mean, if you
yes.
know that's so good.
Nah, you I can mean, help it.
Okay, so what? You take them little breaks?
Nah, you don't need no break.
Wait.
Nah, you don't need no break. Nah, you don't need no break. Look,
I've had plenty of niggas do that. They got to take a break.
Look, I say this, right? I say this. And a lot of women, when I had this conversation, they hate when I say this, like, damn, so you just don't pay attention. It's like this, right? When you're having sex, and this is just for me, paying attention to myself and to the woman's body. I just noticed, like, when your mind is, first of all, when you're anxious to have sex with a person, for a man, you're gonna come faster. A woman, I don't know how that work out. So it's a couple things. If I get super anxious, like, say I'm finna link with that chick, I'll fuck around on some real shit. I'll fuck around and push it back, chill myself the fuck out, you feel me, and then fuck with her. I'm not even finna hit when I'm super anxious. That's one thing. Another thing, when you do link up with somebody and y'all have sex, now, I'm not saying ignore her at any point. I'm just saying you can't, the whole time, you can't have your mind 100% on what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you have to lock into something else at times, and that's going to help you to not be, it's gonna keep you from coming.
Okay. Oh, you're just telling me something new. That's what y'all do. Okay.
I would hope most niggas do that. Like, I would think, like, why it works. You can go so far. Like, it works so good. I said, because I've never been
I hear that you smoking, sir. So I think I need to light mine too.
Yeah, I'm smoking right now.
I think we need to be matching right about now. Hey,
it's all good to be.
Combo.
But yeah, I just think as a man, you gotta kind of get your mind off the act a little bit, and that's going to help you not come so fast.
I'm holding back all the time. I come multiple times.
Now, I know.
That's the thing. But I come multiple times, but I hold back the big orgasm because I want him to be pleasured. You know what I'm saying? And basically, when I have my big orgasm, like, I want you to be the fuck off of me. I'm done.
Got you. That's funny. I wonder how many women do that, because I know somebody I had sex with for like years or whatever, and it was the same way. Like, she said, like, she would hold back. Basically, she's like, nigga, you got me ready to come in 5 minutes, 6 minutes. I ain't trying to come fast. I'm like, you a woman though. You can come whenever. It does not matter.
Well, like, no, this is the thing. I mean, I can't speak for all women, but I can speak for my own body, knowing it very well. I, like I said, I can call multiple times. So if a nigga eats me out, 9 times out of 10, I'm coming. They love that shit. And then it's super wet when they go in. And
I was going to ask you too. Hold on real quick. Let me tell you. So look, as we were talking, some of the things I was going to ask you, you kind of already bled into them. So I'm throwing the paper out right now. We just conversating, okay. Right? But I was going to ask you though, is it more likely or harder for you to hold back your cum when a man is giving you oral sex rather than him give you penetration?
Okay, so it's a little bit different for me because I was actually in a relationship, a long-term relationship with a female for about 5 years.
Yeah.
So I didn't get penetrated at all because I don't cheat. But I mean, I didn't need to because she ate the pussy so good that I was satisfied all the time. And that's where I think, like, a lot of the multiple orgasms came in, because she just wouldn't stop and I just kept coming.
Gotcha.
So now I've learned, but I kind of taught myself, that was a long period of time. So I kind of taught myself during that time kind of how to hold back as much as I want to.
Yeah.
And so now, you know, I can do that even when a nigga's eating me out. And 9 times out of 10, not trying to feel, you know, make y'all feel no type of way. But there is not really too many men that know how to properly eat pussy. Let's just throw that out there. So it's not like, I mean, I'm sure men feel the same way. There's not a lot of women that can suck a dick real good. Like, there's some bitches that can just fact. Really, you know what I'm saying?
My question is this, though. When a person isn't doing something right, do you let them know, or you kind of just let them do what they do?
I just, you know what? See, that's what makes it awkward. See, I don't know. I'm not really one to direct. I feel like I give you all of the body language that you need with my body. And if you can't follow that, then 9 times out of 10, it'll be mediocre and I just won't be coming back.
Right. I feel you on that too. But I'm going to tell you something, right? So I was married for a while. And after we broke up, whatever, the first person I had sex with after her, everything I did sexually, I did it like how I was doing my wife, because that's who I was used to being sexual with, you know what I mean? And okay. I don't know, one of the early times we had sex, right? Long story short, I wasn't eating her pussy right. And like, she let me know, but she, it's the thing though, she let me know during, and...
No. I think that throws it off. Did it throw you off?
So check me out. It's two things, right? So it semi threw me off, because no one's ever... Like, she gave me a little bit of a body language, but it was like a little, and I could tell. And I kind of was like, you know what I mean? I ain't say nothing, but I kind of like, I slowed up. She could tell, like, yeah, she was like, do it like that. Like, whatever I had did, she's like, okay, do it like that. And I stayed where I was, boop, boop. I'm like, okay. Then my, so in my head, I'm like, she ain't like talking crazy enough. She's letting me know.
Okay.
So you know what I'm saying? Okay. So I was cool.
I do that. It's just like, okay, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. So when you said, like, do you tell them? No, I'm not going to be like, you're not eating my pussy right. Like, I'm not
going to
bust out and say that shit. Because, I mean, that's, to me, I wouldn't want a nigga to be like, you're not sucking my dick right. Because that's going to throw me off. Like, well, fuck it, I don't want to suck your dick then. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but if you do it in a different manner, like if you do it in a sexual way and make it like, no, not like that, baby, like this, like right there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel
that's a whole different, then it makes you feel like, okay, I got, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, and this is the thing, that's why it's important to have sex with somebody you give a fuck about.
Fact.
Because it's so much better. Like, if I can look at you and tell, like, our energy, like, it's all about, like, the energy, everything. Like, I don't know, I guess I just look, don't.
I'll tell you like this, right? So, there's a couple that I just like carry with me. When you have sex with people you actually have some sort of connection with, you actually have a like for them at least. You don't gotta love them, but at least there's a like there. You actually like them as a person, not just how they look. You know what I'm saying? You can actually talk to that person. That alone makes the sex way much better. And I think because you're a little bit more comfortable letting loose, maybe.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. Like, that's why I was saying, like, I don't know. I think I'm at the point where I don't want to have sex unless it's great sex. I mean, like,
right.
And so what I mean by that is, like, I've been there, done that with the mediocre sex, with even the good sex. That's nothing to me. It doesn't even do it for me anymore. I want to be able to get real. Because this is the thing. If you're, I'm a freak. I am freaky and I like to get freaky, but you can't get freaky with everybody.
That's fact.
You know, like, everybody doesn't open you up the same way. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it takes that, like, that next level of intimacy for me mm-hmm. to open up that extra side. And when you open up that side and there's role play and there's staring in each other's eyes and there's choking and there's this and there's that, it makes it like so much more worth it, you know.
I want to say that's most people, and not to judge anybody, but for people who don't understand it or might not feel that way, I feel like you, I ain't gonna say you a hoe, but
you're a hoe. I'm sorry. Yeah, I can say it. You don't want to say it, but I can say it. Shit. You know, but that's a whole difference. Oh, babe, we can talk about that shit. Like, No, I think, you know, and that's the thing, like, it to open up in that way to everybody is ridiculous. Like, yeah. It doesn't even, you know what I'm saying? It's not even realistic. But, like, that's why it's, to me, it's, I feel like the only sex worth having is great sex. But now, if you're young and you're just out there, you're not gonna, like you said, you're not gonna understand that shit. Like, you're just, you know what I'm saying? You see something that look good and you wanna have sex. But yeah. What they're gonna learn is, I'm sure you've been there, I've been there, is that it's, you get this, it's like an uneasy feeling. It's
almost like, an empty feeling. Like, I know, yes. I know like this, right? I don't know how many men have felt this way or would at least admit they felt this way because, you know, men don't want to talk about emotion and shit like that.
Right.
But I've definitely had sex with people before and right after, like right yes. after.
Immediately.
It's like, man, I could have like not did that. Yes. I could have definitely stayed at the crib. Like, I could have went without, like, yeah.
I have gotten so... Like, when I got fed up, okay, I'm going to tell you, you told me to keep it real, and you know I'm going to have to do that. I wasn't being pleased. And right. I'm not being funny when I say I went and got the toys that I liked, and I literally will turn on some porn and please myself better than a man that doesn't know me, like, really, really.
Wait, you saying you've done, you would do that in front of that man, like, right there?
Of course, I would do that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. See, like me personally, like I don't know if it's a pride thing, whatever. Well, first of all, look, I ain't.
See, it's a pride thing. Men. Oh, of course. Oh my gosh.
Because I ain't trying to like. But the thing is, like, I've just never had. And listen, in the comments when this shit drop, motherfuckers can say, hey, listen, is facts. Never ever have I had a situation where me and a person was done having sex and. They was sitting there like unpleased or looking uneasy or went and grabbed some toys. I was like, you done already? Or like, that's it. Or like,
oh,
like,
honey.
I don't, oh, I just, honey. I just can't, I'm not about to let, I don't know. I kind of take that shit seriously. I'm cool.
This is the thing. A nigga will get up and go to the bathroom and I am immediately, the minute he turns his head, I'm getting myself off. Do you know how many times I've had to fake come? Oh my gosh. Like,
that's crazy.
It was so whack. It's just like, okay, hurry. I'm going to hurry up and fake come so you can hurry up and come and get the fuck off of me.
Right, right.
Type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it got to the point where, baby girl, you're adding to your body count for what? These
yeah.
people aren't even pleasing you. Yeah. What are you doing, baby girl? Like, if you're willing to give all of what you give and I make sure, this is the thing. I, like you said, I take pride. Like, I don't think I've ever had a nigga unsat. If anything, they keep fucking all night and all night and all night because they just don't want to stop type shit. Like, I don't think I've ever had a nigga complain. I will not lay down with anybody if I'm not right, if shit ain't right, if I'm not feeling right. Like, I don't know how.
You know what I hate? I'm gonna tell you something. It's plenty.
Can do it.
It's plenty of
nobody
dudes.
Can ever say my pussy stink.
It's plenty of dudes and plenty of women both. Like, you hear how I'm talking. You feel me? You talking a similar way, right? But it's plenty of dudes and women out there that, like, people never told them. You know what I mean? Like, people, I feel like, even me myself, right? How honest would I? Okay, I say I'm honest to where. Like, I've had sex with people multiple times who I feel like it wasn't even good. But if I were to say to somebody, like, to my home, but, oh, yeah, such and such, nah, that shit ain't, that shit trash, bro. And then she heard about it, she'd be like, man, we for like 5, 7, 9, 10 times. Hey, so automatically she gonna think, like, it was good. Cause,
okay,
but like,
so tell me this. You just totally threw my attention in a different direction, sir. If it wasn't good, why did you keep going back? I must know.
Oh, man. I need to know why
hey, look,
this is
go back when the shit is whack.
I got to tell you, it don't matter. As long as it, like, no stinky, like, not tight in the bag where this shit stank and it's, like, nothing like that, or she was dirty or nothing like that. It just wasn't good. It was boring. It was, she wasn't whatever. Right now, it's like, okay, you go back, because at the end of the day, when that session is done and you get your nut, that nut feel the same when that session was trash or when that session was good. Like, your nut still feel the same. But right afterwards, you do kind of still have that feeling like, I should've. And then you feel around and do it again.
Okay, stop it. Black first time, right? You said it wasn't good, but you end up going back anyways, right?
Right.
So, does it get better? Or is it still whack and you're just bored and trying to get a nut and she's a quick call?
It could be both. It could be both. Like I've had both situations.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had both situations. But, like, yeah, just because a dude come back don't mean it's good. And I don't know for a fact, but I kind of think just because a girl come back, that don't mean it's good. Just stories I've heard from women. You feel me? Like, I talked to a lot of people, obviously, podcasting, even outside of podcasting.
Let me tell you, with women, if it's not good, but it wasn't horrible, like you said, like, the balls didn't stink, it was, you know, decent, he did something good enough, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we will go back because, I mean, not all, but because we would rather go back to something that's comfortable than to add another, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that makes sense, though. That makes sense.
You know, add another bad experience to the roster.
Yeah, I feel you. But I definitely try to, because of certain shit I want to do when I'm being sexual. I try to make sure it's with a person who I have more of a connection with, not just random people.
Absolutely. I can't do random anymore. I don't do the go home with at the end of the nightclub. That shit is so...
Yeah.
I've been there, done that. I've learned my lesson. It never... Like, when you say after you nut, sometimes I kind of feel like I'm a nigga. Because, I mean, like, immediately, it's just like, oh, please go home. Like, I don't even know why I did this.
Yeah, I think it's a real human thing that a lot of people probably won't even admit. But I think it's a pretty human thing, though. That's a pretty human thing, though.
But I think that overall, if you've ever... I don't think that everybody has encountered great sex.
I agree. I'm fucking sorry.
Seriously.
I agree. Because, man... man, listen.
Seriously.
I can go all day on that shit, too. Because, goddamn, like, one reason why I feel that way is because if I end up having that connection with a person and give them what I think is great sex, like, you know, the way they react to it, I can tell, like, oh, damn, she never had a nigga to actually, like, take his time for real. Like,
yes. Damn. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's,
see,
it's...
if I could school, I might have to do a podcast just schooling niggas on what it really, how to really wow a woman. Because the thing that men miss out on, especially if it's, like, some club shit or some drunk shit or some just fucking shit, that's why it's pointless. It's like you don't have the, it's that extra oomph that you're missing that makes it like the movies type shit,
right?
Like, where you're ripping each other's clothes off and you're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if there's passion behind it,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it's missing. And I don't know. To me, it just takes more than looking good.
Yeah,
that doesn't just do it for me anymore. But I think that comes with experience and age. I don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, unfortunately, because I mean, I think I learned the same thing with experience and age. I wish I would have knew when I was younger. But you definitely got to have more of a mental connection, more of a like,
yes,
for a person to actually have good or great sex. You can have some cool little shit or something get you through the night, but good or great sex is gonna take a little bit more of shit that's mental.
Exactly.
Appreciate you hopping on. This shit went smooth as hell. I'm gonna lay my old ass down. But look, let me ask you though, do you have the name for your podcast yet?
Yes.
You have it for sure or no?
Yes, for sure.
Go ahead. Tell them the name of your podcast. So when your shit drop, whether it's next week or months from now, people already got it locked in their mind mentally.
Well, thank you for that. It is going to be called Your Nightcap with Honey Monroe. And I definitely want all y'all to tune in. And you promise that you're going to come on my show.
Definitely.
So I'm excited to have you. You're going to be my first guest.
I'm ready for it. I love doing people podcasts. I swear to God, I love doing them. And you can ask me anything. Oh, I'm on it.
We're going to go super deep.
I'm with it. It could be shit like this, trauma type shit, with little current events, anything. I'm with all of it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
All right, I appreciate you, too. You have a good rest of your night.
You, too. All right.
Good night. Oh, man, I swear, when I was planning to put this episode together, that is exactly, if not this, just the closest to what I could have imagined for what I was trying to do with this episode. But once again, appreciate y'all catching these waves and keep listening. Like, share, subscribe, and don't forget the full episode will be on Spotify only, Patreon tier. Thanks for catching these waves. If you had to describe a good or great sexual experience, how would you do so?
So, if I had to describe a great sexual experience, first it'll be make sure both you and your partner or the person you're going to be intimate with, nut, climax, whatever you say. Now it depends on if y'all want to just have a great fuck and it's just, you know, straight, hard penetration, you know, licking, stuff like that, or do you want it to be like a slow, passionate, like intimacy? So that'll be my question. But for overall, for a good or great sexual experience, would be making sure both is satisfied and pleased, because for me, I love having sex. Sex is fun. Sex is great. And I don't always nut. But I'm pleased because overall the sex was good. So to make it a great experience, other than just good experience, of course, it'll just be both of you guys, you know, both feeling pleased, satisfied, and relaxed. So, yeah, hope that helps.
I knew I was asking the right person. I appreciate you responding back, so let's keep it going. Now, obviously, every man is different, just like every woman is different. But if you had to give me an average number, like how long on average do you say men last in bed? And I'm talking about just penetration. No, not the foreplay, all of that included. Just straight stroke penetration, that's it. How long on average would you say?
How long, on average, would you say men last in bed sexually? Honestly, I'd say a good 10 to 15 minutes. Yeah, that's kind of hard, because I ain't gonna lie. Most of these niggas, I'm gonna be honest, can't even last a good 10. But I'm trying to think, if you really into it with a person, you know, like, really, like, sexually and like mentally like there, and it's like, damn, I really want this pussy, like it's there, you feel me? A motherfucker gonna make sure that lasts at least 10 to 15 minutes, because they don't want to seem like a quick pumper, you know? They don't want to seem like, damn, I wasted her time and be embarrassed. So I talk to a lot of guys, because it's crazy, because I ask guys this question, and most of them be like, when I fuck up in a nut, I think about like food or like baseball or basketball, like they think of something in the midst of them about to nut, so they wouldn't let to hold off. And I was like, damn, okay, that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to say a good average 10 to 15 minutes. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, I'm going to say about a good 10 to 15 minutes on average a man what lasts in bed sexually without no licking, sticking, playing with the fingers and pussies and all that shit. Nope, I'm straight. If you just straight put the dick in and we going straight in, I'm going to say a good 10 to 15 minutes.
All right, go ahead. So, what if you add foreplay into it? The foreplay, penetration, the whole thing. Give me your average number.
Okay, now if you're going to add foreplay in it, I'd say about a good 20 to 25 minutes, because think about it. Foreplay is like a boost energy pack, if you want to say, because that's when you pre-nut. Most niggas don't think of that pre-nut. It's like an extra energy boost for them to get them like an extra 5 minutes or 10 minutes to go longer.
play is kind of a good thing to do before having sex if you want it to last a little longer, because you get that prenut out the way. Once you get that prenut, some niggas feel like, oh, I'm going to go even longer. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I would say a good 20 to 25 minutes, because once that prenut is out the way in foreplay, most dudes can go a little longer.
All right, so percentage-wise, how often would you say you actually come off of penetration?
Oh, that's easy. I don't come off penetration at all. And to be honest, a lot of these women be out here lying. When y'all think they be coming and all that, they be fucking lying. Like, a lot of us women needs literally clitoris stimulation to come. So for me, honestly, I could probably count on one hand, and I'm about to be 33, of how many times I've came off penetration, because I don't. For me, I need clitoris stimulation. So I don't care if it's oral or you playing with it. That's the only way I can come and nut. Other than that, penetration don't do nothing for me. It feels great, don't get me wrong, but penetration does nothing for me to get to that climax. And a lot of women are the same way. So men, I'm telling y'all now, half the time y'all women probably like, oh yeah, that's it, daddy, I'm coming. Probably ain't the case. They probably just tired of your ass pumping and just want to make you feel good. But most of these women out here need clitoris stimulation for them to get up there where they need to go.
I mean, look, I can't deny that I'm a man, you know what I'm saying? So I got to say, I agree. Women do be lying. And statistics, you know what I'm saying, support that. Men come on average in a couple minutes. And for women, it take a little bit longer, over 5 minutes longer than the average men. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, majority of the time, women just aren't getting their nut off. It's just, it is what it is. But I got to say this, though. A man who really cares, though, about the woman and pleasing her, he gonna know if she came for real or not. Like, you can tell. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like most dudes probably don't give a fuck. They're trying to just get theirs and trying to leave it at that. But me personally, when I hear women like you say shit like that, like, I take that shit as a challenge. Like, that shit just sounds crazy as hell to me.
Yeah, I hear probably haven't had that one to really hit my spot, but I'm glad to know I'm not the only one that feels like that, because I thought she was broke or something.
Hey, but you do agree that women can get clit stimulation, like, during sex, right? Like, during penetration, I'm saying.
Yes, of course.
Now, that portion of the podcast was recorded with someone I've known for a while. Now, if I'm being honest, it was good. It would have been great if we were able to actually be on the phone and record it rather than sending voice messages back and forth. Yeah, and still, I appreciate the guests. I like the content. Hope y'all enjoyed it as well. Now, this next portion will be text-to-speech. A little bit different than what you guys heard with the first two guests. But get through that, and we'll get right back to actual guests, like their actual real voice. So, yeah, appreciate y'all. Thanks for catching these waves. So, I ended up sending a clip of the video of me saying how during the episode it was hard putting together, because asking this very simple question, a lot of women, I just couldn't get a simple answer. And I sent that to like everybody on all my social media platforms, right? And a lot of people responded back to it. Now, one person responded back, me and him ended up having a little long dialogue, and I decided to throw that in the episode as well. So hope y'all enjoy.
As a man, I'm going to be honest, bro, as a man who gets constant hit in the DMs and everything like that, bro, at the end of the day, a real motherfucking man don't want no woman with a lack of personality and a lack of knowledge, you know what I'm saying, who's simple-minded, you know? You know, at the end of the day, it's like, because I'm single, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah, you know? The process of being a man like that, you know, it's like you get across a lot of people, a lot of women from all walks of life and earth, and you be paying attention how certain people communicate and talk and how they, you know, because I be peeping this shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's just funny. Like, if you sat me inside of a, like, podcast and somebody asked me certain valid, like, questions where I came back with feedback and tell it how it is and what it is, motherfuckers would be mad. Like, you know, like, people would be mad because they'd be like, oh, shit.
Now for the full episode, you would have to listen on Spotify and subscribe to my Patreon tier for $2.99 per month. Trust me, it's worth the $3.
Story time, story time, story time!
Yeah, now today's story is kind of funny, right? So, years ago, over 10 years ago, I used to have this lady come to my crib. And it was funny as hell because all she wanted to do was suck my dick. Yeah, I'm getting straight to this shit. Like, she was tall. She was like 6'3" or some shit. You know what I mean? Goofy as hell looking. Looked like fucking Daffy the Duck or some shit. Like, she was not appealing at all. No cap, right? But anyway. Yeah, I don't know. She thought I was cute. I ended up on some goofy shit. Gave her my number. Long story short, all she really wanted to do was come to the crib like twice a week and just suck my dick. I'm like, bet. Now, one day it got interesting. And she used to get ass. She want me ass naked. She want herself ass naked. She didn't want no clothes with neither one of us. Like, none of that, right? Now, one day it got interesting because I reached my hand down to rub her pussy, and that motherfucker was crazy. So I'm like, yo, you gotta let me get a little, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta let me get a little sample of that thing or something. But, you know, she came through plenty of times after that. And even that time there, she would not let me hit. You know what I mean? So I never got the hit. But she always came through like twice a week, gave me some of the best hit ever. And the way the relationship ended, you know what I'm saying? We weren't dating, but we was in contact for a while. And the way it ended was one day she tried to eat my ass and she tried to stick a finger in my ass. And that's the end of that story.